We are reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 6, Part 15, page Tafshin Zayin, Item 41, Inner Light. You can ask questions at Kabda TV. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. The study of the Ten Sefirot, Part 6, Volume 6, Part 15, page Aleph Tafshin Zayin, Item 41.
We are learning that after the system of the world was created and was formed, was stabilized after the shattering of that system in the corrections of the worlds of Bia, most upper one of among them called the world of Atzilut, and then Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya are called the place where the broken souls are. And those broken souls, by proceeding with the work in Torah and the mitzvot, called by Torah and good deeds, so-called, they are raising man. Good deeds they perform are in attempting to connect as it was prior to the shattering, and by these deeds they call upon themselves, they invite the light that reform called Torah. So hence it is regarded by Torah and good deeds they raise man, a need for chibur, for connection. And then that need rise from Biyat to the world of Atzilut. And Zon Datzilut, according to this desire, this need, are connecting and raising their pledge for connection to Abba Nima, etc. This is what we're learning. And the goal of all that is that Zon Datzilut will be as the two great luminance. Now, this is what we read in the due to come. And for the time being, we are learning all the states between the lowest to the highest. Please.
Item 41, Mem Aleph, Inner Light. Bina did not expand in Tiferet de Zeranpin because Netzach and Hod de Ima are long and they spread much in two lines, right and left. But her Yesod, which is in the middle line, ends in his dat. Seemingly, it is against all the places where the Ari says that the Yesod of Ima spread until the Chazed de Zer Anpin, and here he says that it ends in dat de Zer Anpin. Indeed, the Ari spoke a lot about it, that when the Mochin come and Chagat become Chabad and Nehi become Chagat, then there is no expansion to Yesod de Ima in this Nehi which became Chagat. And it rises with the Kelim de Chagat which became Chabad. And it ends there in that the Zer Anpin. In a way that these Nehi which became Chagat, they have the virtue of Chagat and the virtue of Nehi. They have the virtue of Chagat, for they have abundance of chasadim, like in the kelim of Chagat. And they have the virtue of Nehi, which are revealed chasadim, which apply after the siyum, the yesod de ima, like in the kelim de Nehi from the chazeh downward, because the masach already ended now in the dat, in the rosh of Zer Anpin, and now the Chagat can be revealed chasadim. Therefore, there is no expansion of Bina here to Tiferet, because the Yesod of Ima, which is in the middle line, ends in the dat of Rosh, and it doesn't reach Tiferet de Zer Anpin. And this is before the first temple, since there were only Mochin of Yesut there. After the construction of the first temple, Bina spread until the second Hod of Zer Anpin, and they are now seven sefirot, where Bina spreading inside the Anpin. Because by building the first temple, Nukva was permanently corrected in the sixth Bechina, when it is big and has an equal level with the Anpin and receives the light of the first five while she is with them above. Meaning that Zeranpin and Nukva, they rise above and they attain Mochin de Abba Ve'ima, and they clothe them above in their place, as written in Shabbat and Musaf. Because then Zeranpin himself has Mochin de Chaya, which are his real Mochin. And therefore the lights spread also to the new Nehi, because the lights of Chagat come down now to the new Nehi. And the lights which were in Chabad, they descend to Chagat. And the Mochin de Chaya come to Chabad. It turns out that Ima spreads in him until the second Hod, meaning until the Hod of the new Nehi, as explained. Therefore it is considered that there is the expansion of Bina here in seven Sfirot of Zeranpin, which are Chabad, Chag, Netzach, and Hod. For now, Bina spreads also to the new Nehi, as explained. However, there is no expansion of Yesod of Bina to Tiferet, because in Nehi, which became Chagat, the Yesod of Bina does not spread in them. Rather, it rises with the Chagat, which become Chabad, and it ends in that of the Rosh of Zeranpin. Therefore, before the first temple, the expansion of Bina in the five Sefirot of Zeranpin is considered to be Chabad Chag. And after the construction of the first temple, the expansion of Bina is considered to be in seven Sefirot of Zeranpin, Chabad Chag, Netzach, and Hod. Again, Inner Light, item 41. Bina did not spread in Tiferet the Zeranpin, because the Netzach, Hod, the Ima are long and they spread much in two lines, right and left. But her Yesod, which is in the middle line, ends in his Dat.
Middle line is shorter than the two lines, because it cannot use the two lines in the full intensity, because we have limitations on the desires to receive that we are capable of perceiving together one before the other till the end of correction.
Seemingly, it contradicts all the places where the Ari said that the Yesod the Ima spreads until the Chazeder Zeranpin, and here he says it ends in that the Zeranpin. Indeed, the Ari already spoke a lot about it, that in the coming of the Mochin, when the Chagat rise and become Chabad, and Nehi become Chagat, there is no expansion to Yesod the Ima in those Nehi which became Chagat. And it rises with the Kelim the Chagat which became Chabad. And it ends there in that the Zeranpin. In a way that these Nehi which became Chagat, they have the virtue of Chagat and the virtue of Nehi. They have the virtue of Chagat, for they have abundance of chasadim like in the kelim of Chagat. And they have the virtue of Nehi, which are the revealed chasadim, which we have after the ending of Yesod the Ima, like in the Kelim, the Nehi, from the Chazed downward. Because now the Masach in that the Rosh of Zeranpin ended, and the Chagat can be revealed Chasadim. Therefore, there is no expansion of Bina here to Tiferet, because the Yesod the Ima, which is in the middle line, ends in the Dat of Rosh. And it doesn't come to Tiferet the Zeranpin. And this is before the first temple, since there were only Mochin de Yesut. After the construction of the first temple, Bina spread until the second Hod, the Zeranpin. And now there are seven sefirot in which Bina spread inside Zer Anpin. Because by the construction of the first temple, the Nukva was corrected permanently in the sixth Bechina. She is great in an equal degree with Zer Anpin, and she receives the lights of the first five while she is with them above, meaning that Zer Anpin and Nukva rise above and they attain Mochin de Abba ve'ima, and they clothe them above in their place, as written in Shabbat in Musaf. Because then Zer Anpin himself has Mochin de Chaya, which are his real Mochin, and therefore the lights spread also to the new Nehi. Because the lights of Chagat now come down to the new Nehi, and the lights which were in Chabad, they come down to Chagat. And the Mochin de Chaya come to Chabad. It turns out that Ima spreads in him until the second Hod, meaning until the Hod of the new Nehi, as explained. Therefore, it is considered that there is an expansion of Bina here in seven Sefirot of Zer Anpin, which are Chabad, Chag, Netzach, and Hod. For now, Bina spread also to the new Nehi, as explained. However, there is no expansion of Yesod of Bina to Tiferet, because in Nehi, which became Chagat, the Yesod of Bina doesn't spread in them. Rather, it rises along with the Chagat, which became Chabad, and it ends in that of the Rosh of Zer Anpin. Therefore, before the first temple, the expansion of Bina is in the five Sefirot of Zer Anpin, Chabad Chag. And after the construction of the first temple, the expansion of Bina is in the seven Sefirot of Zer Anpin, Chabad Chag, Netzach, and Hod.
Difficult. We don't understand the details as much. Well, if there are questions, nevertheless. Yes. Doron?
There's a key point here in the construction of the temple. What is this construction of the temple which allows the expansion to receive in order to receive?
Malchut, that is capable of receiving the lights in order to bestow, because she is made of the souls that are ready for it, she is called a bait, a house, temple. That's it. This is a connection between the souls in a certain intensity is called the temple, when all the souls reach certain correction. Again, we're speaking first and second temple, refer to correction of vessels of bestowal called Israel, not talking about all the vessels of reception that broke all together in Adam Rishon, rather speaking, all in all, about the corrections that emerged from Babylon, this part of Malchut, rose above all the total vessels called Babylon that mingled after the previous destruction. They are all shattered, some of them reaching a correction, and after the corrections, they build a connection between them called the temple, the house of sanctity, meaning a collection, a gathering of those vessels who are in mutual bestowal. By that, they are in equivalence of form with the Creator. The collection of these souls is called the temple, the first temple. Well, and it shattered. The second shattered. And due to this final shattering from the degree of Chokhmah and degree of Binah, because the end of the day, this is what they have, receiving, bestow in order to bestow and receiving in order to bestow. Well, they all fall into the, towards the Babylonian desires that did not go through correction. They mingle with them, and nowadays we are already in the beginning of the general correction. Hence, it is called a complete redemption, the third temple.
Can you give us a hold about this matter of Nehi becoming Chabad and Chabad Chagat? Some grip to those three parts and what it all means?
I need to give you an example. How to do... Well, it's a problem, because if we are speaking of the structure of Guf, how could it be that the part of Chagat become Chabad? And the legs would be as the belly, and the belly is the head. That's... Rather, we are speaking of the importance, the capabilities that... Well, let's say that if an adult even think to a small degree, is like an infant that think with his full intensity. I don't know, these are our values. Chabad do not become Chagat. Legs cannot become ears all of a sudden, you see. This is not what we are talking about. We are speaking of the value of the desires that prior worked in a minuscule manner of bestowal and connection, and now in a greater degree. That's the whole point here. Yes.
So, can I understand it, as you said, as an amount of connection?
Everything is either connection or disconnection. There is nothing more to it. To the extent that we are pushing ourselves, the system, the creator, to appear, to be seen as connected and filled with the abundant light of connection within the Kli.
So when he rises to Chabad, they become more similar to the creator, more connected?
Yes, in a greater intensity of chibur, of connection, of bestowal. This is what it means that they rose to Chagat.
You once gave an example which explained that every sefira is another kind of yesod. We try to, it's like a chart of elements. You once gave such an example. How does matter become another matter?
It doesn't become a different matter. That's what I'm telling you. That's only the quality of the connection between them is what changes. The quality of the connection. I don't know. In the same desires that prior I was thinking for myself, and now I'm thinking for others. In the same desires that prior I was thought badly about others, now I'm thinking about the love of others. The same desires I thought about the love of others, now I'm thinking about the love of the Creator. An essential change within the desires. Had we been able to realize that all that accumulates at the end of the day to equivalence, it would have been much easier for us. We are confused in a thousand different directions in our world when we do not understand that it speaks only. Indeed, details, there are infinite number of details, but these details aren't important for us. They aren't important. I need only to focus myself towards one action of chibur, connection, corresponding to the shattering. Yes. Well, come on.
I wanted to scrutinize a certain situation of the first temple, and then there was the exile of Babylon, and so this is a disconnection between the relations between souls. There is no connection.
No, wrong. You said it wrong.
Why?
There's no disconnection between the souls.
But this is a state of exile.
Precisely. Depends what exile. They fell from the degree of Chochmah to the degree of Binah. The light of Chassadim did not disappear. I didn't quite build it to start with, but it didn't disappear. The exile of Babylon, they are connected as the people of Israel. They are not spread among the so-called nations of the world. Meaning the intentions in order to bestow, nevertheless, remain. They even remain along with them, the Melachim. Malachim. Angels. And they are in a holy state, a holy degree, where they are connected with the Creator in a very weak manner. However, they are in it. They don't have to raise themselves from the shattering. Rather, they are under alien governance. However, still under that alien governance, they are in contact with the Creator. Some of the highest, they're all that. Hence, it is of a higher degree than redemption. We spoke about the fact that it is all relative. Yes, Owen.
How about this phenomenon of the expansion of Bina? Can you explain it more emotionally, what it means?
I don't know what to say about it. Isn't it clear? What is Bina that spreads it? Bring the light of bestowal, not light of mercy, that of chassadim, that awakens in the Kli. The Kli isn't receiving the light, now the light of chochmah, a light that reforms. There's no such thing that something reaches the Kli, rather, in it the qualities are changing. And then those qualities that are changing, as they change, they awaken in the Kli such sensation that the light has arrived, when those qualities are the light in itself. Bina spreads, expands till Hod. This is what he discusses here, down to the Chazav Zeranpin, as we say. When you saw the Iman Chazav Zeranpin, it's Bina called Ima, expands her legs. Her legs are in such way, like we learn later on about the Nukvaot, the great Nukva and the small Nukva, the Aglaim of Leah and Keter de Rachel. We studied that a bit. Bina, by bestowing to someone, provide him with coverings of chassadim. It's a shield, like a mother with respect to a baby. She provides him with a shield so that no one would harm him. Why can't others harm him if he's in his mother's arms? Because these are chassadim with respect to the klipot. The klipot escapes with respect to chassadim. They're afraid of Ima. Why? Because she shines in the light of bestowal, and it in complete contrast to them. They are incapable of understanding and maintaining it and be along it. Tell someone in the street that they need to love someone else. It's something that is hated. It's repulsive like nothing else. Therefore, by that, this in that is the guarding itself, the shielding. See, do you not see how spirituality guard itself from us? You want spirituality? Please if you want to bestow, come along. Because spirituality is bestowed. No, I want to receive spirituality. Well, it doesn't work together. Spirituality is bestowed. Hence, as long as we aren't ready, you see under what shield it is. We are not even coming close to it because it repulses us. It's like a magnet when it's antipole. It repulses, it rejects. Come close to that, what have I got there? Just to lose. How would I come close to it? Hence, a mom, Ima, that extends a raglaim or expands till hod, give a covering, a shield to all the vessels, in which for sure sanctity is present. The desires in order to receive cannot awake in such, evoke in such places, intentions in order to receive. So this is the, how shall I put it? This is Ima's shield. Yes.
So beside of this rejection you just described.
I thought something emotional, I don't know.
Excellent. You spoke about the rejecting part of it. Is there something on the part of Bina which is appealing?
You mean drawing? Attracting? Only when revealed in later on in the beauty. Or Chokhmah, that she's that revealed in her rather. She's as a beautiful lady, my sister, etc. There are many discernments. However, that is already under the condition that Chokhmah is already revealed within Bina. Take Bina in itself. She's not attractive. She isn't attractive. She is. It's a shield. It's only a protection. Fine? Yes.
What does it mean that Zeranpin rises along with Nukva? Which qualities change in Zeranpin?
By that, Zeranpin become a greater or mature. It become a giver, man. It must have the overcoming force because Nukva awakens him. So through that, we also need to see, to some extent, the relationships between the masculine and feminine parts in us. Nukva develop desires, our inner Nukvaot, also external ones. And Ziranpin, over those desires, those lacks, begin to develop his masculine force. Itgabut, from the word geva, overcoming. What is he overcoming? Meaning he begin to work in those intentions in order to bestow. Hence he is the upper one, because in him are the calculations, the intention. And he is connecting to Ima, thus receiving from her all the powers. To the extent that he received power from Ima, he bring this power to this, to Malchut, connects her, and along with Malchut begin to work towards Abba and Ima. Those states between them are called either greater or smaller, or upper one and lower one, or the, both are in the degree of the elder son or younger son, the firstborn, etc., with respect to Ima, and later on as a beloved, the friends, or as a couple, male and female, Dchar and Ukva, all kind of forms of relations that you can see are all existing in Zon. And we will move to the next part.
And before we do, let's sing a song together.
Rise to a new degree, you and me, right here and now, we are holding you up. We shall do and we shall hear, that's all we know, there's none else besides him and we won't let go. Boy, come and see. coming true. We are breaking.